Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Good evening. You are listening to the ACL Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian. Josh Mitchell back in our studios, downtown Adrian. I'm Ian Wendt. Another Monday night, and here we are all nestled in. It's nice and warm here in the building. Kind of getting cold outside. We're thinking some winter sports later on in the program, but we'll kick it off with our weekly recap. Mike Prang is back.
As always.
That's true. He's very reliable. He's here every week. A lot of stuff to go through. A few seasons ended, and some are just beginning. So we're going to start with where I was, where you sent me last Wednesday, out to Hope for a men's soccer semifinal round, and fought tough in the first half, kept it kind of close, and then toward the end it kind of ballooned to a 4-1 final. But team played well. They're bringing a lot, I think, back next year, and a couple young men earning all conference nods.
Yeah, Charlie Miles has done a great job recruiting some young talent, and that's just kind of been the success. We got the 4 seed, and we were able to host a playoff game for the first time in a few years, so that was nice, and then advanced to the semis, but fortunately season came to an end there.
All right, women's volleyball, their season ended. They took a win in conference. That was good. I was waiting for that. They were close a couple times, but they did get one. And then senior day Saturday, a pretty quiet day on campus Saturday.
Yeah.
I say sarcastically.
One of 6 home events. But yeah, it was nice to see them get one more win before the end of the year. Team fell short of the conference tournament, but that's another team that's got a lot of young talent coming back as well.
All right. Women's D1 hockey, they played 3 games, won them all. Lake Superior State and Michigan, were those all at the confines of the Arrington, or where'd they have to go?
They were all on the road, actually. So wow. Thursday night was at Yost, a late 9 p.m. game that came out with a big win. And then headed all the way up to the UP, swept Lake State for 2 games. So 3 wins in 1 weekend, that kind of prepares them for the national tournament, as they can play up to 5 in 5 days. So,
right,
you know, we try to schedule 3 games in a weekend and stuff like that to get the girls in shape for that national tournament.
If you can help me through, is that Michigan game, was that a conference game, or they're not in a conference?
Michigan is. I can't remember if Lake State is or not, but
okay.
Yeah.
I know that's a rival, Michigan and the D1 program at AC. The men's side, they had a couple games this weekend, a couple of highly ranked teams.
Yeah, Niagara, number 2 in the country, and I mean, they were a tough team. They handled us on Thursday, and then Friday lost in overtime, but in the ACHA rankings, it goes down as a tie with an overtime loss. So we shouldn't drop too much in those computer rankings, but still nice of us to get some points towards the rankings.
Going down the hockey list, you have the men's D2 team taking down Illinois, or the women's side, I'm sorry. They took down Illinois. First couple wins of the season, I was there Sunday afternoon. I know. Long day Saturday, and then back for Sunday. They looked really good in the contest I saw, and the score, I guess, the day before was a little more lopsided.
Yeah, it was nice to see them get a couple in the win column. They off to a slow start. I think they were 0-11 going in, but, you know, they were dealing with some injuries, I know, so kind of the roster wasn't, you know, fully there, but nice for them to come and grab 2 wins at home.
All right, men's basketball. We talked with Coach Kaiser last week. They went down to Ohio and scored a bunch of points and just came up short in the tournament final, but they go 1-1 and split the weekend.
Yeah, they took Friday's game. It was a kind of a tournament hosted by Oberlin, so they played Friday, and there was another game Friday. The 2 winners played each other, 2 losers played each other. Grabbed opening day for them, grabbed that win, and then kind of a battle against Franciscan on Saturday, and a lot of points. First time we put up 90 points or more since 2022.
And, I mean, the first game, what was it, in the 60s or 70s? Yeah. I don't remember.
It was more of a defensive battle in that game, and then things turned around in game two. Seth Logan got MIAA Player of the Week. He had, I think, 42 points between the two games and also, like, 20 rebounds or something. So,
wow.
So, yeah, he had a nice day coming back for his senior year.
Kind of a question off the script with your job being the sports information director, working with schools when our teams are on the road. How does that go? Do they send you information? Do you track the live stats that they have and then write up your own thing?
Yeah, they send us everything right after. So we kind of, for our road events, we're basing our recaps and stuff off the box score. We'll tune into the live streams and see kind of different plays develop and everything where we can put more of a story base rather than just stats into sentences. But yeah, everyone is, the host school is handling all the games while we're here at home handling it for other schools.
And then vice versa. Yeah, you send stuff out. Photos. I know a lot of times you have photos from past events or, you know, stock photos, but sometimes they get traded. I noticed NCAA Women's Hockey, the first weekend, I think you had photos from the road. So how does that go?
Yeah, it all just kind of depends on who's staffed where. So, you know, sometimes we'll play an opponent where they have a student worker photographer that will share some photos with us, and sometimes not. So it's not always guaranteed, but... We have a plethora of photographers back here, and we try to always get them at the first game, so we can have some stuff to use throughout the year.
All right, so back to action. We had women's basketball, another game on Saturday, huge win over Hiram. That was a game that was a lot closer. I believe we dropped that game last year, and boy, Lady Bulldogs are really good.
Yeah, Sam Miller's second year, and he's done a really great job with that team, and he's gotten his first recruiting class in, and I mean I can't remember the last time we were projected coming fourth in the conference. So
yeah.
It's great to see them succeeding and moving up and grabbing a first win.
Yeah, and that's those preseason polls are based on coaches, right? So the coaches see what our coach is doing and say, hey, that's obviously an improvement from last year, and they've played against him, at least once.
Yeah.
So. All right, expectations there. Women's wrestling at the Adrian Duels. That was, the Marilat was jumping. I go to park my car for football. I go, who's yelling in there? Poke my head in, and there's, I don't know how many hundreds of people were in there for wrestling.
Yeah, I think we had 14 teams on Saturday, and then Sunday was the Adrian invite. And we had, I want to say it was like 40 teams.
Oh, my gosh.
At least... one or two members from 40 different schools came to Adrian to wrestle, and that was more just open bracket style compared to the duels being team versus team, and we went 3-1 there, so that's a nice start for them to the season as well.
All right, club baseball, their fall season ends, but get ready for the spring. But they had a doubleheader. They beat Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Indiana?
Indiana University.
The Hoosiers?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, very cool. We'll take that.
So
a bunch of runs? A
couple of shutouts, both 4-0 wins. So.
Ooh, 4-0.
Yeah, they were supposed to play game three on Sunday, but we had a little snow on our field, so couldn't do that.
You could not play that in the dome. It wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't think we got the dimensions for it.
Not quite. But they'll take the two. NCAA hockey, the men's side, they sweep Marion. They move up in the rankings. The women, it looks like they dropped one or about the same, kind of odd despite two wins.
Kind of confused by that as well. But both still ranked top 15. And women fell to 10 in the USCHO, 11 D3 Hockey News. And men got a first place vote this week in the D3 Hockey News poll.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah.
Well, you think, talking with Coach Phillips, not a huge changeover. I mean,
no.
You got a new goalie. That's a big deal. And then a couple other new faces, but I mean, for the most part.
Yeah, all the people that didn't graduate last year came back. We had nobody transfer out, so a lot of familiar faces. And I know Drake Slade's coming on later in the show, so he'll talk more about that.
Hopefully,
but yeah, just some new faces.
He's scheduled to. Well, good catching up. A lot of Bulldog athletics, especially this past weekend. We're going to take a break. One of the players that played last weekend had a big part in Adrian College football victory over Trine. We have Liam Carey, middle linebacker, coming up next here on the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's Eatings from the Ho-Ho Home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Lenawee's original sports franchise, 96.5 The Cave.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are inside the cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show. Live from Frickers in Adrian, Ian Wendt here with you. We have Josh Mitchell back in our downtown Adrian studios. We just talked with Mike Prang, the Sports Information Director at Adrian College, and now it's time to talk some football. So we have senior linebacker, the man in the middle, for your Adrian College Bulldogs. We have Liam Carey out of New Baltimore, Michigan. Liam, nice to talk to you. I've talked about you for 9 games, but thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I ask every athlete this, your journey to Adrian. I mean, obviously, you know, you came over from Concordia Ann Arbor in a tough situation for the program, but you know, could you talk about how you made your way to the black and gold?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit different than everyone else, obviously with the unfortunate events of Concordia shutting down. But yeah, I'm extremely happy to be here. And when I initially first got here, and still is, the whole coaching staff, my teammates, everyone was so loving at first, and they still are. And it's been truly a great experience being here. So,
kind of word around the team was that you were kind of the hinge pin, or kind of the first one in the door, kind of to make the jump to Adrian, and then you brought some teammates with you. Is there some truth to that?
A little bit and a little bit not. So actually, two, Tim Simons and Andrew Van Dyke, had came here first, and then I had eventually followed them, I guess. And then, yeah, I guess all three of us just went to work trying to get as many people as we could here, because it was an amazing place, and we thought that everyone would love it because we were loving it, so.
I know NAIA and D3 a little bit different, but did you have one eye on Adrian when you were being looked at by Concordia, or? Was it really off your radar?
Honestly, coming out of high school, not really. I didn't get recruited much by Adrian, but I had visited here on campus, and I thought it was a beautiful campus, but no, not too much for football.
Okay. You make the jump, you and the rest of the middle of your defense, and then we got the guard on offense. But Sean and I, rave about you guys, obviously, because you guys are kind of the heart and soul of the team is the defense, in our opinion, and just right up the middle. Like, you got Andrew Van Dyke, you, Ethan Burrows, and Tim Simons making the switch. There probably wasn't much you guys had to do in terms of playing with each other. It may have been more you and the coaching staff kind of merging together, right, and being on the same page in that way. Could you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I think, all of us already had chemistry coming in. I think it was just adapting to the new playbook and just really what the coaches wanted from us. But the aspect of us playing together, we've played together for a few years now, so it was kind of just, we picked up where we left off, really.
I'm going to continue my trend of, I know we're into week 11, technically, our 10th game. I've asked everyone about week one. You kind of have to when you beat Valparaiso. What was that like for you, your first win as a Bulldog comes against a D1 team?
Yeah, that was an unbelievable experience. After that win, I'm like, I don't know if it can get better than this, to be honest. But just complimentary football that whole entire game. Defense coming up big, and then, we let up a touchdown, and offense comes, scores in three or four plays or whatever it was. Yeah, that was an unbelievable experience, and I will never forget that game for sure.
Well, and hopefully we can make some more memories with you in a Bulldog uniform. And, we go through the season. You had a dominant win over Teal. You had a nice homecoming win over Manchester. And then you get into conference play. Maybe unfamiliar, obviously, with you, not being in the MIAA, but you kind of get a hold of these rivalries pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to go from, no offense to the guys at Manchester and Teal, but even going from that to Olivet, there's a little bit of a difference, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
To me, the first rivalry win at home against Albion, that one had to, maybe for you coming in, a win for the senior class, the guys that had been here and hadn't beat Albion in their whole time here. Could you talk to me about that, what that was like, maybe in the locker room or before the game? I know I talked to Isaiah before, and he was like, hey, man, they're on my list of teams we haven't beat. Yeah. So what was it like to get that win for guys like him?
Yeah, I think that really was like our first test outside of Valpo. That was like our first test as a team because, it's an in-conference rival. We had not beaten them the previous year. So, we knew we had to come out and handle business. And for me, thinking about the other guys that hadn't beat them the previous year and how much it meant to them and to me too, but just going out there, doing what we do, and we always say it's about us, and that's our mentality, and we went out there and got it done.
I can really tell that Coach Palka and his staff have really gotten that ingrained into you guys.
Oh, yeah.
He says it every week. I talk to all these guys. I say, focus on us. It doesn't matter who we play. It's all about us.
Yeah.
You being, one of the captains, right? I mean, I know sometimes it can rotate who is the captain, right, but you're out there more often than not relaying that message from, the coaching staff to maybe some of the younger players. How do you do that? Obviously, you were in a leadership spot at Concordia, so how did you bring that here?
I just think, just worrying about us and, a lot of emotions go on before the game, and it's just really keeping the guys even keeled, not too high, not too low. It's all about us, and that's all it's ever been about. So just, over and over, saying it over and over and getting it into their heads and getting us ready for the game.
Talking Adrian College football with senior middle linebacker Liam Carey. You were just named, it must have come out tonight or this afternoon, MIAA Defensive Player of the Week for your effort against Trine. 10 tackles, you had them all solo, 1 sack, quarterback Curry, 2 forced fumbles. I want to talk about the fumbles. Number one, you guys are just turnover machines. I mean, were you like that at Concordia, or is it the scheme, or what's going on? I'm not complaining, but, this is something else.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, Coach Shields, Coach OB, the whole coaching staff just, you know, preaches, you know, get the ball out, get turnovers. I mean, getting a turnover changes the whole entire momentum of the entire game. So we just harp on it in practice, and we practice how we play. So it's just kind of what we do.
Man, speaking of change of momentum in the game, one big play in the game was a try and run of 73 yards. Quincy Dorsey tackles a running back at the one. And then your linebacking mate, Maddox Woods, takes the ball away and runs it back 30-some yards. And we were talking off air about how big of a play that was. And you probably had a chance to see it on film, or you obviously saw it live.
Yeah.
That play really changed the momentum of that game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was an unbelievable play. I told Maddox after the game, like, that's one of the best plays I've ever seen, like, in person and been on the field for. Because, you know, if they score there, it's 28-7. That changes the whole momentum of the game. And just to come in, rip it away from the guy and start running with it, I mean, that was unreal, truly.
Yeah. I mean, he's putting on some very good performances. I mean, got
definitely
Maddox on that side, Bennett Gildy on the other side of you. And, you know, they're still relatively younger linebackers, right, compared to you. And what is it like playing with those two? They really don't leave the field. They're out in coverage. They're stopping the run.
Yeah, it's great playing with both of them. I love it because, for one, I trust them with everything, and we trust each other. And it's probably in my career, like, we communicate so much while we're on the field and off. And it's just very healthy, a relationship with all of us. And, you know, I got their back and they got my back. And it's just, you know, it's great being out there with them.
On the field, in game, your mind's racing 100 miles an hour. You're looking at formation. You're looking at motions. You're looking at tendencies. How do you communicate that in game? I feel like things are happening so quick. Like, you know, this guy's motioning here, and then you know, oh, the run is going here. How do you communicate that quickly to your guys?
It's sometimes you can't because it's going so fast and we're going tempo, but just really watching film and knowing what they're going to, you know, their tendencies in different formations. So if you see something, yeah, you say something. So we're all on the same page. And that's really. And
you'll just feel like, hey, they're going there.
Yeah, hey.
You better be there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
yeah,
if you're not, I guess I'll have to get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Let's talk about Saturday's win. The team moves to 8-1 on the year, outscored Trine 37-0 after being down 21-7. Get that Border Brawl trophy. That's something that hasn't been on this campus in 6 seasons. Obviously, in game, had different emotions, but another chance after the game to take it all in, right? I mean, rivalries matter, and trophy mm-hmm. games mean a little bit more. What was it like for you to get that win?
It was awesome. I mean, it was awesome for me and, you know, all the seniors, and just seeing everyone else, you know, get emotional about it, who's been here for 3, 4, 5 years too. Just seeing, like, all those people who, you know, this is a huge game, obviously, and beating them was, you know, sitting in the locker room after and just being so happy that, you know, it's back on campus where it belongs. And it was truly a beautiful feeling after the game.
All right, Liam, looking forward, we're looking at a most likely win, and we're in
yeah.
to the postseason. And that's something that the school hasn't seen in over a decade. It's a playoff game. Do you really need to say much more before Alma? I mean, this is a big matchup, and you're no stranger to that. We've had the spotlight a couple times this year, so... Yeah. I know we're Monday, so we can't really get to mindset for the week, but how are you guys going to prepare for this one?
Yeah, I think we're going to do the same thing we have each and every week. It's about us. We're going to watch film, prepare for, you know, what they're going to probably give us. But, yeah, it's just going to be about us, what we do, and keep doing what we've been doing, really, on defense and offensively.
Real quick, you did mention the offense, and I talked to the offensive guys about practicing against you. On the defense, what's it like going against guys like, you know, Noah Boudry and tackling? Do you have to tackle Trey?
No, we don't have to.
Okay,
we just tag off on him.
All right, well, that's good. That's good for both of you, I think,
right,
in
yeah.
that situation. But then it's just defending this offense in practice, such a high-powered unit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely tough sometimes, and you can get a little upset, but it's like, you know, at least, you know, on Saturday we're on the same team. But yeah, it's great, you know. Iron sharpens iron, so going against them every single day just makes each one of us better. So,
love it. All right, Liam, best of luck on Saturday. Sean and I will be on the bus with you guys. Coach sticks us with the defensive bus, and I'm okay with
that. The best
that.
Bus, yeah.
That's right, the best bus. I love it. All right, Liam, thanks for your time, and go get ready for Alma.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
For sure. Once again, Liam Carey, the Adrian College middle linebackers. The Bulldogs take on the Scots. The team is receiving votes in the D3 football poll, and they rank 24th in the American Football Coaches Association poll. They're doing that for the first time since 2012. You can listen to Saturday's game on 103.9 WLEN at 2 p.m. for the kickoff between the Bulldogs and the Scots. We'll be back here at Frickers in Adrian in just a little bit. We're going to hit the ice with the captain of the NCAA men's hockey team, Jake Swade. He'll join us next on the AC All-Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the ho-ho home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Lenawee's original sports franchise, 96.5 The Cave.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wentz, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are inside the cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show here at Frickers in Adrian, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. We have Josh Mitchell in our cave studios. Stacy Mitchell, no relation, off to my right, our sales manager, account executive, marketing extraordinaire. We are here at Frickers. The Monday specials, of course, it's the boneless wings. Tuesday, they go bone in. Wednesday, steak. Thursday, chicken chunks. Drink specials. Kids eat free with the purchase of an adult entree. They got great lunch specials. It's like $7.49 still for the lunch.
It's a lot of deals.
Yeah. They're also doing their gift card promotional thing, right?
Yeah.
Buy a $25, get $5. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Didn't even have to look. It's almost like I'm a regular here. It's almost like that. All right, as promised, we're going to talk some hockey with El Capitan, right? Yeah, finally a senior. Yeah. Forward from nearby Monroe, Jake Swade. Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
Back again. Well, what a start to your year. You're 4-0, 2-0 in conference play. The first two wins, kind of notable. Go all the way out to Utica, New York, and get a couple wins against the team that played for it all last year.
Yep.
Yep. Kind of a different look, though. We kind of have their goaltender now with us. So if we can just start there with your team and talking with your coach. The only new faces are, I mean, there's maybe like five, six guys in total.
Yeah. A couple of transfers. Two transfers and the rest are freshmen. Yeah.
But, you know, no one that was, I'm trying to phrase this right. Nobody transferred out. I think that's the easiest way to say it.
Yeah.
So if they graduated, they graduated. Nothing you can do about that. But you kept the core together from last year and went out and got some nice wins. Could you talk about that weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. Just starting off with kind of the new additions like you brought up. Those have been huge for us, both on the ice, in the locker room, and especially just starting the year off on the road. We looked at that before the season started, seeing our first 3 weeks were going to be spent on a bus. And, you could take that one or two ways as a team. Either one, it's miserable and, you know, you're away from home for a while, eating meals on the road, living on the bus out of a bag. Or you take it, you know, with a grain of salt, and you put a smile on your face and you know, we get to do what we love every day, and that's play hockey. And we're fortunate enough to have an unbelievable group of guys. So going on the road, it's been a ton of fun. The hotels, you feel like little kids running around again. We're just missing mini sticks. But just the bond of this group has been special. And I think going on the road has only helped that. And starting off in Utica, you know, we had something to prove this year, not only the opening weekend, but we're not satisfied with anything right now. We have so much more to prove to the country, to the people of Adrian, and just to ourselves, honestly. I feel like last year, wasn't us. There was a lot that was going on, a lot of learning for a lot of different people, and, you know, having an off season to really key in on those details and find a group that meshes the way this group does. Going into Utica, we had the most confidence I've ever seen in this group in the last 4 years. Just enjoying every single day, enjoying the process and really just buying in, and you saw it in the two games.
Yeah, and maybe a second year of being the captain, right? Talked about learning. You obviously had to do something wearing a senior sweater.
Yep, absolutely. It goes a long way for myself when I have people like Adam Phillips and now Carter Clark in my corner, in our corner as a team. Those guys do an unbelievable job. They've also learned, you know, what they had to do over the course of the off season. We've had a lot of long, deep conversations about everything, whether it's hockey, off the ice, in the gym, just kind of how we want to mold this team, what our culture wants to be. To have every single guy buy into that, to buy into the coaches, to buy into each other, to have a group that truly loves each other naturally, in a sport at this level, that goes a long way.
Yeah, well said. You yourself, this weekend, Marion Road sweep. I was reading through the recap, 8-1 the second day. I go, all right, who am I going to highlight? Someone must have scored twice.
Nope.
No one scored twice.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
It's a good feeling to have happen this early in the year. Because whether you're playing good hockey or not, getting one of those early on in your season is good. It feels good. Build your confidence, and confidence is a big thing in this sport and at this level. And only having, X amount of games in a college year, every weekend matters. Every game matters. So to have those guys, all the guys, different guys get on the score sheet was huge for us, I think.
Talking NCAA men's hockey with Captain Jake Swade. You are, we're in the C. Could you talk about the other guys that were the A's?
Yeah.
And now you got a Canadian A.
Yeah.
The American. The English. A.
Absolutely. Yeah, David Clark and Ben Loretto. Those are two special people, special players. They are awesome to be around. They make my life way easier. Yeah, and I just love going to war with those guys every day. You know, they're very special in their own ways. In the way that we mesh together, I think is perfect. We honestly have had more sit down conversations the first couple weeks, even before we played, than I think, you know, I've had since I've been here with certain guys or, you know, certain leaders. And it's easy to just feel like ourselves around each other, right? There's no, you're not forcing anything. You're not in a position where you have to, you know, get on other guys in a negative way. Having those guys around, and even Philly and Clarkie, you know, as a group of five, we like to kind of call it or go about our business as a group of five. Like, we're all included. We're always on the same page with each other. And, you know, you can have, it's easier to focus on your game when you have a guy like Ben Loretto that can go, you know, he needs to pull a guy over for a conversation, or he wants to see how you're doing today. Mm-hmm. He goes and does that when, you know, I can focus on something else, or Clarkie can focus on something else. It just makes life a lot easier on all of us. And I think you can see it translating to the game where we just get to go out and do what we love, and that's just play hockey.
People might be, if they're critically thinking out there, they go, is he saying Clark as a skater and Clark as a coach? Yeah, there's a familiar relation there.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out who really gets the title Clarkie. They both think they want it.
Okay.
You know, Clarkie, David Clark, the player, yeah, you know, he got it first being here. And then Carter Clark coming in as the coach, and now he thinks he has the right to have the name.
Oh, boy.
But, no, I think they, some guys have been calling Carter Clark a bunch of different nicknames. David's got different nicknames.
They both look either way, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. They'll look to just about anything at this point.
Your line on the ice, is that, do you already know kind of what's going on, or are you guys still trying to figure things out in that respect?
Yeah. Right now I'm playing with Ryder Nienhaus and freshman Jack Johannesson. I got to know Jack a bit this summer. He's right from kind of where I'm at, about 20 minutes from my house.
Okay.
So we got together a bit this summer and started to kind of, you know, gel there, get on the same page. And he's an awesome kid. He wants to get better. He's an unbelievable hockey player. And I feel like we already have chemistry that's off the charts, and we're not even at, you know, our full potential. I think we have so much more that we can build on, you know, and I think that's just going to come with more reps as the season goes on, and especially a young guy like Jack getting more comfortable, because once he does, this entire country is going to know who he is, because he's a special player.
Yeah, speaking of the country, they have taken notice. Start the year at number 9. You've jumped up to number 2. You are receiving one first place vote. You know, you and your class, and I think this program used to that now at this point, having a number in front of the name. But the other side of that is, well, our conference, the top end of that is really good, and the middle is frisky. And you never know, you know, in any given Friday or Saturday with the bottom of the league. Your schedule does not get easier. You hit the road again. You're going to play number 3, Aurora University. Last time you were there, not great for the Spartans, but good for the Bulldogs. And you know they'll be ready. I mean, that's a top 5 matchup. Friday's game at 8 o'clock, Saturday at 5. It's not your first rodeo. So how are you going to, you know, look to prepare for this game and kind of get the younger guys into, like, okay, I know we played Utica, and that's a non-conference rival. These guys, there's a lot of history between these two schools.
Yeah, for sure. I think the best part about this group is that, you know, myself, the other leaders and older guys, the coaches, don't have to do anything to get these younger guys ready for this weekend. They know what's at stake. And the second we get on campus this year, we had a different kind of demeanor behind our team, and we want to bring that swagger back that Adrian Hockey's known for. And, you know, you read all the things of people putting us off because we have an off year, at least that's what they called it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if we have a 1 next to our name or we don't have a number next to our name. We're here to prove everyone wrong, and we're going to do that this year, and I'm confident in our group. And they're a great team over there. They have a great coach. And like you said, the last time we were in their building, you know, we ended the year on kind of a high note after struggling a bit. Mm-hmm. And we're just looking to carry that over into this year and continue to build. And Coach Philly has done a great job for us building each week kind of, you know, separate from the one before, where we kind of have a whole new way to look at things, a new way to go over video, and just a, you know, specific detailed approach to these games. And I know when Friday comes, we'll be ready to go.
All right. And eventually you'll be at home.
Yeah,
eventually.
Finally.
I mean, finally. Are you not this weekend, obviously, but next, the weekend after, you're going to play at home?
I hope so. I hope so. It doesn't feel like we're ever going to play at home.
No.
But we bought it. We've loved it. We've loved being on the road.
Schedule comes around, as they say. You'll get some home games later on. Yeah. Jake, good to catch up. Sorry, Swader. You guys don't.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever works. Well, good talking to you. Best of luck. Of course, this weekend we'll have five games of yours on the Cave this season, so looking forward to that.
Perfect.
And good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Once again, that was Jake Swade, the senior forward from nearby Monroe, the team captain of the NCAA men's hockey team over at Adrian College. We're going to get off the ice and hit the mat. We have Bill Schindel, the head coach of the men's wrestling program. Oh, he's an assistant AD as well. Wow, adding titles to that. We'll be back with that interview right after this break. It's the ACL Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the ho-ho home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Lenawee's original sports franchise, 96.5 The Cave.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are inside the cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
Good evening and welcome back to the AC All Access Show. We are live at Frickers in Adrian. Got a jersey drawing coming up. I'm actually going to have to leave right after the show, so I don't know if I'm... They'll have to call me and wake me up if I win that NFL jersey. Who knows? I don't know. Plenty of specials throughout the week. Some weekend stuff as well. I do like the Sunday chicken at Parkmore Chicken. Some good stuff. Sundays only. So come on out to Frickers and Adrian. It's now time to talk some wrestling. Bill, your 10th year.
Yeah.
Is that a typo? No? 10?
Crazy. Been here 10 years now.
Double digits.
head coach of the men's wrestling program, and built to national power, and assistant AD.
Yeah.
Just some added responsibilities at the Marilad, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, national preseason poll, team ranked 23rd.
Yeah.
So start getting some national recognition before the season, right? I mean, that's a lot based on last year, I'm sure, and if guys transferred and things like that. So obviously expectations, as always, are high for your group.
Yeah. We were lucky enough to recruit a really great class, and returning Aiden Smith. So as a sophomore, took fourth in the country. Preseason mm-hmm. polls ranked number two in the country. So a lot of good returners. We did have a senior-heavy class, but, we return a good group, core group. Coming in, anytime you're in the top 25 in the country, I think you've done a pretty decent job, and now we got to, continue to build off of that.
Real quick recap for people that may not be familiar with the makeup of a college wrestling team. There are 10 weight classes.
Yep.
And you obviously have competition amongst your team to, get that starting spot. And, maybe some guys go up and down a weight class. It's so interesting. I feel like I learned something. Obviously, every time I talk to you or a wrestler or someone at work that knows wrestling, it's a complicated sport kind of behind the scenes before you hit the mat.
Yeah, so kind of take you through that. So, we have 10 weight classes. So, preseason, the guys did a great work, and then 2 weeks before live competition started, we do like an inter-squad scrimmage. So basically, right, you we take all our 125s, and they get 3-4 matches on that weekend, and it kind of helps us create that depth chart. And then we took the top two guys in each weight class in for our black and gold duel the following week, which then kind of helps us, again, start to solidify who our number one, number two guys are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, last weekend we hosted the Adrian Invite. And so then, everybody competes in that. And that kind of, again, just how do we see now you've wrestled amongst your teammates,
mm-hmm.
but now how do we look? And so some of that sometimes can be different, right? Like one guy can beat, I could beat you, but you could be a better tournament wrestler or a better, when we get when the lights, come on, like all of a sudden you shine. And so we saw a little bit of that this weekend. So, or this past weekend. And so now throughout the next couple of weeks, we'll continue to see that. And that depth chart will be created. I personally just believe in iron sharpens iron. So, we're going to continue to recruit some of the best kids, not only in the state, but across the country, and then put them in these situations where they're forced to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Not only on a weekly basis, from competition, but hopefully on a daily basis with their teammates. I think we've created an environment where the young men in the room, they understand that, and they're continuing to push each other. And that's anytime you have an environment that feels like family, but they understand that, hey, like we're competing every day for a spot. I think good things are bound to happen. So,
In terms of numbers total for the team, do you have a JV or whatever you would call it, and then a varsity, or how many typically at a certain weight class do you have?
Yeah, so we're very fortunate here at Adrian College that we will. So this weekend's actually a perfect example. So we host Case Western at 2:00 this Saturday. So our 10 varsity guys will compete on Saturday. Everyone else on our team will then go to Albion on Sunday and compete in a tournament. But we're very fortunate because, each weekend, when we host the Adrian Invite, all of our guys competed. There was not a, varsity JV. It was just, hey, everybody's going to the tournament and we're going to compete. In 2 weeks, when we go to Concordia, everybody will compete in that tournament. In whatever it is, right after Thanksgiving, we'll go to Messiah. We take the full team. Everybody competes. And that's where we kind of start to create that depth chart and figure it out.
Okay.
So really, first semester, for the most part, everyone's competing. Second semester, when we get into varsity, the MIAA,
yeah, right,
and all that, if those duels, let's call it on a Tuesday, the varsity guys will compete on Tuesday, but then everyone else will compete on a Saturday to a tournament. So actually, a lot of times, our non-varsity guys get more matches on the year.
Right.
Because, like, you know, second semester in January and February, my varsity guys are only getting four matches. You know, they're competing against Olivet, Albion, Alma, Trine, and that's it. And then we're getting them ready for the postseason.
Sure.
Where everyone else is probably going to four tournaments. And at a minimum, you should be getting two matches each of those times. So at a minimum, you should get eight matches. Hopefully, we're getting, you know, we're not going 0-2 at every tournament. So sure. we're getting a whole lot more than that. But yeah, we're just very fortunate that we're able to have that so that we can, you know, really develop young men and then get them ready so that when they are in that varsity lineup, they're ready to compete at a high level.
So you have the 10 up top, and then how many then will you send? I mean, do you have 40 on the roster, 50?
Yeah,
where are the numbers
at? We're right around that 40 to 45 is where we like to try to keep it. So unfortunately, right, wrestling is a very physical sport.
Right.
And so depth is really important. You know, I'm a math guy by trade, I guess, and I like statistics. And so typically the top 10 teams in the country are going to carry a roster right around 40. And so, which is actually a little bit bigger than the NCAA average is 28.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So really it shows like some of the best teams in the country are carrying a little bit more than that. And so we try to stay in that so that, again, you can create that depth, you can create that competition. And also, you know, if a guy's banged up, like we can – you know, we're not forced to, like, throw them out. Hey, I need you to, you know, suck it up in this moment or whatever. Like, yeah. It's like, hey, we can rest you for a week and we get somebody else healthy and ready to rock and roll.
Okay. Bill, when you recruit somebody, whether it's through a portal or through high school, wrestling to me seems different than, you know, maybe a football or basketball where, you know, you see a wide receiver in football and you're like, oh, we got to get this guy. We got to put some muscle on this guy. I feel like wrestlers are already kind of what they're going to be maybe in high school. Is that the case? Or can you, like, recruit a kid and then, hey, I see you in this potential weight class. How does that go?
Yeah, so the weight thing's a little bit tricky because sometimes, you know, in high school they don't all cut weight the right way. And so, you know, a guy might be a 120-pounder in high school, but really, like, by the time he gets to us, he might be 133 or 141-pounder because he was cutting weight the wrong way, and now we're going to be like, hey, man, like, this is a lifestyle. This isn't a crash diet type of thing.
You want him to be healthy.
Yeah.
Right?
And the competition is so much higher that, like, you can't just, like, go out there and, like, oh, I don't feel very good, but I'm going to get through it. Like, every match is a grind at this point. So, you know, that's a part of it. Really, I think the biggest thing is more on the mental side. Like, I got to know if I'm recruiting a guy that he truly loves the sport of wrestling. Because, as I'll put it, like, there's a whole lot better things to do on a college campus than come to wrestling practice and listen to Coach Shindel yell at you, right?
Yeah.
So, for me, I got to know that you really love the sport and that you want to be your best. And then, from that recruiting standpoint, it's just developing that relationship so that we can develop a trust relationship. I would hope that all my guys, like, on the team know that I love and care about them so that we can then push them and develop them to their best thing. But really, from a recruiting standpoint, like, I don't care if you won a state title, won two state titles, or, you miss qualifying for the state tournament. We've had guys in my 10 years in my 15-year coaching career, I've recruited those blue-chip kids who, like, fell out of love for wrestling, and they haven't really done a whole lot for us. And, you know, on the reverse side, I've had kids who, you know, I had kids, you know, who didn't qualify for a state tournament, but they were still hungry for the sport. And by their junior, senior year, not only were they in the lineup, but they were competing to go to the national tournament or went to the national tournament for us. And so obviously then everything in the middle. So I don't know that I don't really love the accolade comparison from the high school level to us. It's more about, are you still in love with the sport and can we compete at a high level? Because if you're not in love with the sport, like, it's a grind. And,
right.
And you know, I know that, you know, a lot of sports say that, but it truly is. Like, I'm 38 years old, fat and old, removed from college wrestling, but college wrestling is still the four toughest years of my life, you know, when I think back. And so I think that's what young men have to realize is that, like, these 4 years are going to, you know, be a grind, and we need to hopefully be committed to that you're committed to excellence, really, right? Like,
right.
I know it's, you know, kind of a bulldog saying, but
yeah,
really it fits for us. Like, are you committed to that excellent standard that now we can develop you into something great? Because really, like, let's be honest, like, you know, I hope that we produce a lot of All-Americans and national champs, but really it's about developing these young men to then go on and be the great husbands, great fathers, great members of society. And to me, nothing's better than being in the grind and figuring that all out, that's going to put you in a situation to then, you know, translate into the real world to go be great at everything else.
Yeah, well said. Talking men's wrestling with Coach Bill Schindel. You got a roster for around 40 young men. You can't handle that all on your own. Do you have help on your staff, or is it really just you?
No. So Coach Altman's our full-time coach. So he was actually fortunate enough, he went to Alma College to be an assistant coach right out of college, because we had Coach Neiman here, who also wrestled for me. But then, so we went to Alma, and then he went to Pitt Bradford as a head coach for a year. And then, while we were in this transition, Coach Neiman was, you know, starting the club team. There an opportunity came to bring him back. So super fortunate to bring Coach Altman back. He was a national qualifier for me. He was a captain of that first MIAA championship team, you know, after a 52-year break.
That's a name I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, so to be able to bring him back and a guy, and then Dylan Wellbaum was an All-American for me. He works here in town. He helps out in the room as well. So we're very fortunate. So one of the big things I try to talk to young men about is we have 8 trips to the national tournament and 5 All-American trophies on staff. Like, I think that helps to relate to them. And as I say, like, for me, like, all right, I'm closer to 40. I don't live in the Instagram, TikTok world that they live into. But we have assistant coaches who are 25, 26, 27 years old. They wrestled for me, wrestled here at Adrian, went to a national tournament, became All-Americans. That's what you want to do. They're going to be there to help you because they were once upon a time in your shoes, and they're at a young enough age that they still relate and connect to them. I think I've at this point in my career, right, we talked about 10 years. At this point, I'm more of the dad voice now. I'm getting a little bit older. I have a little bit less hair. So that I've become that. So, but we've been strategic on making sure that we hire guys who have been there, done that, and also then going to be able to relate to these young men so that we have a balance of everything to help develop them into, you know, hopefully what they want to be, you know, national champs. So.
Yeah, recruiting through Instagram, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
it's different. It's a different world.
It is,
right?
It's definitely much different than whatever that was 20 years ago when I was
being recruited. Yeah, however long ago that was. Coach, you mentioned already, but I want to highlight it before we go. You host Case Western Reserve this Saturday, 2:00, and then you're on the road to Albion. I made my way to a couple matches last year. Marillac can get rocking.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. You know, again, Lenawee County is unbelievable for the sport of wrestling, but I think we've really done a great job on making a presence on campus. And so a lot of times for our home duels, most, if not the whole place, is packed full. You know, the bleachers are full, and then, you know, we got the spark machine, the fog machine, the lights going, spotlight. It's just a very cool atmosphere. You know, this weekend we'll have glow sticks out again. And so I think, you know, yeah, if we can pack the gym, it's a special time for me. We have the Paul McDonald dedication mat. So Paul McDonald was you know, one of the coaches for Adrian College who won 3 straight conference championships, the 3 only conference championships. Since his passing away, we have purchased a mat that is the Paul McDonald championship mat. And so this weekend we will honor him and showcase our championship mat. So it's going to be an awesome atmosphere at 2:00.
So get there a little early?
Get there
will
a little bit
take
early.
Place before the,
yeah,
all the
we'll
matches?
Do about 10 okay. minutes, 15 minutes before we'll do kind of the ceremony, but it's going to be hopefully an awesome atmosphere. Anybody that comes in at 2:00. So,
all right. There you go. Maryland Sport and Fitness Center, 2:00 to watch some high quality wrestling as some of the best in the country at what they do. And the guy coaching him spent some time with me just now, Bill Schindel. Good to catch up with you and best of luck as year 10 continues.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Once again, this has been your AC All Access show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. If you're listening here on The Cave, we'll get some football next. You can cheer against the Packers all you want, all night long, with Josh Mitchell back in our studio. We have Gabby Brume doing stuff for ACTV, so check out their stuff on social media. We'll be back next week talking Bulldog Athletics on the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.